Anna, exciting times ahead, and you can have a choice out of my sound effect library. A crowd singing hallelujah, a load of applause, or some trumpeteers. So which one will it be?
I think all three together would be great. Yeah, obviously, absolutely delighted to be back involved at Super League with Loughborough Lightning. So, yeah, absolutely over the moon.
How did you find out that you were successful in getting the role?
I got a phone call off Joe Emmett to inform me that I'd been successful through the interview process by phone. So, yeah, absolutely over the moon. And, yeah, a little bit of cheering went on. So, good.
And between that and the interview, were you almost on pins, like somebody waiting to find out if they've got the first ever job until you'd had that call?
Yeah, absolutely. I was nervous. The interview was hard, just like it should be for any job of that calibre, and the fantastic athletes that hopefully I'll be working with. You know, so I was delighted, really, that I got the successful application. So, yeah, absolutely over the moon.
Lightning obviously finished top of the table last season, so what did you make of their season?
Well, I wasn't too far away, really. I came in for a couple of sessions while Karen was on maternity leave, just to kind of help Maggie and Olivia out when it was kind of needed, really. And then the under-21 started, and I took the head coach's role there, and they were training side by side with the Loughborough Lightning NSL girls. So I kind of picked up on a lot that was going on, the great environment that the girls created. And I think Nat Panagari really drove that, and some of the other senior girls. And you could tell that they enjoyed each other's company. They were quite honest with each other. And Karen, Maggie and Olivia just set a great atmosphere there. So it was a really nice environment to be around. It was great.
Nice as well that you're going to be working alongside Maggie again and renewing that partnership.
Yeah, I mean, I've a lot of respect for Maggie, and when she originally got offered the role with Loughborough, I was right behind it, because she should be coaching at Super League level. She's got so much to offer, and she's a great person to have around. So it's not just what she brings as a coach, but as a person. She's just a good egg, really, Mags. Very supportive, very loyal. So she's a real key player within that team.
You'd be looking forward to working with Emily as well and developing the pathway side of things?
Yeah, I mean, me and Emily have had a number of chats, really, before this came to light. You know, grabbing her when she got the job at Loughborough, just congratulating her, and also over the four-day NPL tournament, just kind of talking netball in general. And I felt we had a lot in common, so it was quite fitting, really, that then we've ended up working together. So it's good that we're on the same page, so to speak.
Commonwealth's obviously next year, so you'll be working with players like Nat and Beth in the run-up, but obviously some of the players as well. How important is that to you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, that was something about the job that really interested me, was working with players that had that goal at the end of it. You know, those players are special. They bring something unique to the play because they're constantly setting those high standards and wanting to push on. And I think that pushes the rest of the group on as well. You know, I would like the girls to be successful. I would like them to secure some Commonwealth Games spots, and I'll be supporting them as well as the rest of the team, not just the coaching staff, but all the support that goes on at Loughborough to make sure that these girls have the best chance that they can to secure that spot.
It'll be nice to work with Rosie Harris back again.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, I mean, I worked with Rosie again at the NPL tournament back in August. And, you know, Rosie never loses that kind of want to be better again and want to improve. She would like to play England and obviously get more court time at Super League. And she's just a great athlete to work with, always asking what she can improve on, always brings 100% to training. And again, just a real great attitude towards performance sport.
How are things going to stand with Rhinos netball? Is that going to be as it is?
Yeah, so I'll continue to oversee the programme and drive it, make sure it's heading in the right direction. I think one of the good things about Leeds Rhinos netball is that we have a coaching team which will be added to in the next coming weeks, which is exciting to have another appointment of a quality coach on board with us. You know, I think the idea of Rhinos is that because it is a professional outfit, that each level runs independently of anybody. that it's not just based on one person. It has to be professional people doing professional roles, and to make it sustainable and also deliver quality.
And you'll be looking forward to working with Karen in this interim period and a bit of handover time and building the squad?
Yeah, I mean, Karen and I have been in close contact already, discussing the benefits of the handover period, again, looking at some consistency between what they did so well and hopefully what I can add to the team. So, yeah, I'm going to come in and have a look and see what I can add to as the week goes on and just get some dialogue going. I've worked and known Karen for years. I used to play with her back in the day. So we've got a pretty good relationship. And Karen's the ultimate professional. You know, anything I need to know or ask her, she's an open book, you know, happy to pass on any information that she feels would be beneficial to the group and to myself.
Always a bit of a shock when one of the league's best retires. We saw Nada retire, an outstanding career.
Absolutely. Yeah, Nada will be a loss. I thought some games last year too with Surrey, I thought she was absolutely outstanding and probably took them that next step of winning games that were probably 50-50. She probably just gave them that edge. You know, and it's important that franchises invest in the youth coming through, and then hopefully as somebody as talented and as gifted as Nada retires, she's had that input in a young whippersnapper coming through. And I think that's a great thing now, of a lot of the teams investing in some younger blood, that they start to engage and work with the older players, so they see that step as a great opportunity as one retires. But no question, Nada will be missed, absolutely.
And you can't sit on the fence anymore these days, but Fast Five, how do you think that's going to go?
I'm just excited, really. I think, I'm not purposely sitting on the fence, but I think it's...
Is it the unknown?
It is the unknown, and I think that's what makes it so exciting for people that, you know, maybe haven't seen the traditional seven-a-side and kind of want to see what it's all about. It just gives you a bit of a taste. And I think because it is different from our traditional game, it is just interesting to see what people might do with the rules, how they might, you know, exploit the long bomb. And, yeah, it's just really exciting. So I think it's a bit of an open door tomorrow. I'm really excited by it.